Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dr. Russo, we've kind of reviewed the Canadian requirements that will be starting in practice next month. What is your takeaway from these rules? For instance, you fully vaccinated Canadian citizens are exempt from a 2-week quarantine when returning to the country only if they test negative for COVID twice on top of their vaccination. Is this overboard in your mind?
Yeah, I think this is extremely overboard, and I'm quite disappointed. I was hoping that the border would be opened up to at least vaccinated individuals. We know that if you're fully vaccinated, your likelihood of transmitting disease is extraordinarily low, and likewise in terms of getting infected. And fully vaccinated individuals really don't pose a public health risk at this point. They're almost in the post-pandemic mode. So I know the Canadians are behind the United States in the vaccination race, and they have more cases than we do at this point, though they're starting to turn the corner. But it makes no sense to really close the border to fully vaccinated individuals, nor to test these individuals, which we're not doing in this country, unless a fully vaccinated individual is symptomatic.
What do you think the purpose of this is then? Like, how did they come to this conclusion as being the way forward here?
To be honest with you, I'm not sure. It's contrary to the CDC recommendations, and it's contrary to what the science shows us. And so it's clearly an ultra-conservative decision that's been made, but I think the value of it is going to be quite limited in terms of keeping the number of cases down from a public health point of view.
And talk about their strategy. It's a lot of first dose recipients up in Canada, but they're kind of delaying that second dose to get more people with the first dose. What do you think about that strategy? Because there was talk here even in New York months ago when there was still a lot of supply problems that maybe New York would head in that direction. Of course, that never really materialized. But what do you think of Canada's strategy with that right now?
Well, because Canada doesn't have the ample vaccine supply that we had, they wanted to try to stretch that out and get as many people as possible with partial protection, as opposed to a strategy where you vaccinate a fewer number of individuals, but you get a higher degree of protection. And that strategy looked like it worked in the UK. However, there is some more recent concern with some of the variants that if you're in between doses with partial protection, you may be susceptible from getting infected. And some of the discussion centers around the 617 variant recently described from India. But it was a strategy that was effective in the UK before that particular variant arrived. Hopefully the Canadians could increase their vaccine supply and get those shots in arms as soon as possible. We know, obviously, that's the best means for protecting our populace.
There has been some talk politically about a unilateral decision to open up the U.S. border to Canadians. Would you have any concern because of the issues they're seeing on the other side of the border about Canadians coming over here?
Well, I think the safest policy would be that if you're fully vaccinated, then I would have zero issues with that. Obviously, if you're not fully vaccinated, then the risk is primarily posed to that individual or to other unvaccinated individuals. And so I really wouldn't be that opposed to that policy. Obviously, they need to be cognizant that if you're not fully vaccinated, particularly in indoor settings, they still need to be cautious and wear masks to protect themselves and other individuals that aren't fully vaccinated.
All right. Is there anything else that you would like to add, anything that I may have missed or something that strikes you about what's going on in Canada?
Well, I think the situation with Canada is unfortunate, and I hope that they'll realize that it's certainly safe to allow fully vaccinated individuals to cross the border in both directions. That would be beneficial not only from a public, from an economic point of view, but obviously it would be beneficial for esprit de corps. I think both Canadians and Americans miss being able to cross the border and take advantage of what the different countries have to offer. And I'm hoping we get this situation rectified as soon as possible.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.